The lights dim in the amphitheater, and all is silent, making Valerie Thomas's hair stand on end. She's not entirely sure what she expected to see in the show. She saw the words light and illusion on the poster walking home from work at Nassau Center in Florida. Her curiosity drove her to the show. As she sits waiting for the show to start, the music rises. Suddenly, a bright flash of light surprises the audience. Valerie recovers and laughs, excited to see the rest. What she doesn't know is that the show she is about to see will change the rest of her life.
Brains of the people are more interesting than the looks, I think.
Electric power is everywhere present in a limited quantity.
Jane, if you really want something, and you work hard, and you take advantage of opportunity, and you never give up.
You're listening to The Human Angle, a podcast that focuses on the hidden lives of scientists, asking what makes them human. I'm your co-host, Kim Castleberry, here with my other co-host, Kenna Castleberry.
Thank you, Kim, and a big thank you to all of our listeners. We've had over 1,200 plays of this podcast, and it's because of listeners like you. For all our newer listeners, you can find our podcast on all your favorite platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and others. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe.
In today's episode, we're telling the story of Valerie Thomas, an African-American scientist and inventor who designed 3D technology and worked at NASA. We'll be covering Thomas's early life, her work at NASA, and her later years. The research for this episode came from several online articles about Thomas.
So, it's time to get started. Valerie Thomas was born in February 1943 in Maryland. Thomas was interested in science as a child, observing her father tinkering with the television and seeing the mechanical parts of the inside of the television. At the age of 8, she read The Boy's First Book on Electronics, which sparked her interest in a career in science. However, her father would not help her with the projects in the book, despite his own interest in electronics. At the all-girls school she attended, she was not encouraged to pursue science and mathematics courses, though she did manage to take a physics course. Thomas did not have a lot of support as a young child. Her parents did not fight for her to have a right to study a STEM curriculum, but she did have a few teachers who fought for her at a young age. She attended Morgan State University, where she was one of two women majoring in physics. She graduated with the highest honors in 1964 with a degree in physics. Thomas accepted a position with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, serving as a data analyst. After establishing herself within the agency, she was asked to manage the Landsat project, an image processing system that would allow a satellite to transmit images from space, which is really cool. I guess that's the beginning of all that. And now, of course, we use it for everything.
Those early phases, right? The early stages of that technology.
It probably took them days to send even one image or something. In 1974, Thomas headed a team of approximately 50 people for the Large Area Crop Inventory Experiment, or LASI, a joint effort with NASA's Johnson Space Center, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's a lot of people. An unprecedented scientific project, LASI demonstrated the feasibility of using space technology to automate the process of predicting wheat yield on a worldwide basis. What an extremely important project to even just predict food shortages and whatnot. In 1976, she attended an exhibition that included an illusion of a light bulb that was lit even though it had been removed from its socket. The illusion, which involved another light bulb and concave mirrors, inspired Thomas. Curious about how light and concave mirrors could be used in her work at NASA, she began her research in 1977. This involved creating an experiment in which she observed how the position of a concave mirror would affect the real object that is reflected. Using this technology, she would invent the illusion transmitter.
Ooh.
In 1977, she began experimenting with both flat mirrors and concave mirrors. Flat mirrors, of course, provide a reflection of an object which appears to lie beneath the glass surface. A concave mirror, on the other hand, presents a reflection that appears to exist in front of the glass, thereby providing the illusion that they exist in a three-dimensional manner. Thomas believed that images presented in this way could provide a more accurate, if not more interesting, manner of representing video data. She not only viewed the process as a potential breakthrough for commercial television, but also as a scientific tool for NASA and its image delivery system. On October 21, 1980, she obtained the patent for the Illusion Transmitter, a device that NASA continues to use today.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that's got to be huge for her to even get a patent yeah. in the 80s as a woman. The Illusion Transmitter would enable the users to render three-dimensional illusions in real time. This technology has since been adapted for use in surgery, as well as the production of television and video screens. As a woman and an African-American, Thomas worked her way up to Associate Chief Space Science Data Operations Office at NASA. That's huge, too.
In 1985, Thomas was the NSSDC Computer Facility Manager responsible for major consolidation and reconfiguration of two previously independent computer facilities and infused them with new technology. Thomas also participated in projects related to Halley's Comet, ozone research, satellite technology, and the Voyager spacecraft. At the end of August 1995, she retired from NASA and her position of Associate Chief of NASA Space Science Data Operations Office, Manager of the NASA Automated Systems Incident Response Capability, and as Chair of the Space Science Data Operations Office Education Committee.
Wow.
She clearly liked her job.
Oh, that's fascinating. Could you just... the technology, the changes she would have seen in her lifetime.
And also just the fact that she's like, I'm going to implement a bunch of these changes, even though they may sound weird or not do anything, but I'm still going to do it anyway because I think it's the right thing to do.
And taking that, you know, I think about how we observe, you know, science is about observation and how things work and how we can apply them. And you know, thinking about her mirrors, you know, being mm-hmm. curious about that and I just think of the tinkering in your brain that goes on of, oh, well, what about this?
Right.
She had a lot of what about this?
Absolutely.
For her achievements, Thomas received a number of NASA awards, including the Goddard Space Flight Center Award of Merit and the NASA Equal Opportunity Medal. After retiring, Thomas served as an associate at the UMBC Center for Multi-Core Hybrid Productivity Research. She continued to mentor youth through the Space Mathematics Aerospace Research and Technology, Inc. and the National Technical Association. Thomas's invention was depicted in the children's fictional book, television, and video games. Because of her unique career and commitment to give something back to the community, Thomas has often spoken to groups of students from elementary school through college, university age, and adult groups. As a role model for potential young Black engineers and scientists, she's made hundreds of visits to schools and national meetings over the years. She has mentored many students working in the summers at the Goddard Space Flight Center and judged at science fairs working with organizations such as the National Technical Association, NTA, and Women in Science and Engineering, WISE. These latter programs encourage minority and female students to pursue science and technology careers. In her career, she showed that the magic of fascination can often lead to concrete scientific applications for problem solving. There you go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just explained that.
One of Thomas's most famous quotes is, quote, "Sometimes having no script, having no idea what is going to happen next, having no map might be the way to go. Because life just happens, and when it does, how you handle it will teach you more about who you are than any class or test ever can. The best preparation for the rest of your life is maybe no preparation at all. Dive right in, make mistakes, break a few rules, wing it." End quote. I love that!
I think that's amazing.
I love that!
Like, what a just inspirational quote for all of us.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
So, yeah, no, and what a fabulous, you know, career that she's had as far as just fighting her way to the top, you know, finding...
She was so ahead of her time.
Well, and also just finding something that she didn't think would be a cool piece of technology, but realizing, well, what if I tried to apply this to my own job, you know? Right. And I think so many of us go through life without being mindful like that, mm-hmm. and not seeing the world around us and saying, well, what can I do to apply this to my career, yeah. or my own personal life? And it's just, for me, it's a testament of just being mindful, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
And I think of, you know, the quote, necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we need this. How can we problem solve? And I think that's, you know, as she talks about this, break a few rules, wing it, make mistakes. I think, yeah, how do we problem solve, and how do we teach our kids how to problem solve?
Right.
You know, think outside the box. What, you know, ask those good, what do you think would happen if you did this? Questions.
Or just, you know, silencing the inner critic. Just let your yes, imagination absolutely. Roam and play and just be creative. I yes. think that's something that people nowadays forget to do is
well, and as you
being creative.
Earlier in her life, right? She was tinkering. She read that book when she was, what, 10?
Yeah, exactly. Like, she was a young child.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those, you know, she never stopped using her imagination and yeah. never stopped asking questions. And I think that's something that we all could take, you yeah. know, inspiration from.
Be inquisitive.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for listening to our episode on Valerie Thomas. Stay tuned for our next episode on Andrea Reed, an Indigenous Canadian scientist who studies fish.